temperatures are set to well exceed 40 degrees across a 4,000-kilometre stretch of Australia this weekend. Western Queensland is bracing for a six-day heat wave that could see temperatures soar to around 46 degrees Celsius. So how are graziers preparing for the searing heat, especially those who are recovering from damaging floods earlier this year? Well, Stuart McKenzie runs Plevna Downs Station in Western Queensland. He's also the former mayor of Quilpie Shire and joins me now. Stuart, g'day. Welcome to Breakfast.
Hi, Sally. Good morning.
How's the country looking out your way at the moment, Stuart?
Look, funnily enough, it's been a dry year except for that, as you just said, that huge rain event we had in March, and the country's still holding on from that. So all the feed is still fairly fresh and most people are saying the same. It just got so wet that it's continued to hold that feed on, and it's going pretty well, really.
And what's that done to, so this event was back in March, but you've had plenty of warm days since then. Are the floods from March, can you still see that in the subsoil moisture in this, your part of Queensland?
Yeah, it's probably only just starting to go now. So in the floodplains, where the most of the inundation was, the feed in those took a long time to grow initially, and then it stayed fresh for a long time, a lot longer than normal because of the depth of the moisture. But away from those floodplains, it's dried off, but feed's still fresh and stock are good.
Stuart, often the kangaroos are an interesting barometer of what's going on with how much water there is around and how much feed. Are you seeing many trying to feed along the roadside at the moment near Plevna Downs?
No, not really. So actually, no, the kangaroos are still got plenty of feed where they out in the scrub where they tend to live until they have to go scrounging. So no, they're fine as well.
So the next few days, when you've got these higher temperatures forecast, what sort of stock are you running on your place at Plevna Downs there, Stuart?
So sheep and cattle, merino sheep, so wool growers. We've got, I think they're predicting 41 today, 44 tomorrow might be the peak of it. Get over 40 a lot out here. We are in one of the hot spots of Australia, so we are fairly used to it. But now we've done a lot of stock work in the last few weeks, but most people, the floods put everything back, so people are probably still doing stock work now that where they normally would have finished, because you like to get all that done before you get into the hot months. But people will be winding up pretty soon, actually going leading up to Christmas.
And for your water points on your place, are you able to monitor them remotely, or will you be doing pump and trough runs in the next few days just to make sure the water's there for the stock?
We do monitor them remotely, a lot of them, but there's some, especially the troughs, where there's large numbers on troughs, you do have to check them fairly regularly to make sure that, you know, give them a clean, make sure there's nothing stuck in anything and so forth. So, yeah, no, it becomes a fairly constant. And obviously the hot weather brings a lot more pressure on your watering points. Everything needs to drink at least twice a day. They come in the morning and they tend to sit around the waters all day and not do anything else and then go and feed during the evenings.
Mm. You're listening to Radio National Breakfast and you're listening to Western Queensland pastoralist Stuart McKenzie. Stuart, last time we spoke to you, you'd been announced as Queensland State Recovery Coordinator following the devastating floods in Western Queensland. How's the recovery been going over the past few months?
Sally, the response was very good. Sort of saving all the stock that we could to start getting people back into homes that were flooded, et cetera, was very good. The packages were, they were agreed on early, the financial packages, the support packages, but and then it did take a few months for them to actually get put in place and people could access them. So that was a bit disappointing. It took quite a while for people to access those funds because a couple of months is a long time if you're trying to get your home back in your home or get your business going again. But all in all now, it was I suppose like a lot of floods, a lot of disasters, some people really got through quite well and a lot of people just had a wonderful rain event. It was just a magnificent season, but their near neighbours were absolutely devastated. So that was it was a big variation. Some towns got completely flooded. Fargaminda, Junda, Adavales, and then the other towns fine. There was no dramas at all. So huge variation across as far as the impacts. And those people that got really hammered are still recovering, obviously. Those that were sort of more mildly affected are really going well and had a great season since then.
Stuart, what's Christmas going to look like for you on Plevna Downs?
Probably hot. If you had a bet on it, hot. I think in my life we've had two wet ones, so they don't happen very often. So, yeah, it's normally on Christmas Day, and that normally Christmas to New Year is just, if you're going to bet on having a hot week, that's one of the sure thing almost. But, yeah, look, I grew up in a time without air conditioning in houses and cars, and life since air conditioning, life's a hell of a lot easier than it used to be back in the day.
It sure is. Well, Stuart, thanks for making some time to talk this morning, and good luck over the next few days as the temperatures are rising for you and your community and the stock as well. Good to talk to you again.
Thanks, Sally. Well done.
So Stuart McKenzie there from the Western Queensland Shire of Quilpie, living on Plevna Downs there. It's 18 to 7.